Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. Before we get into the episode, I need to plug Patreon. The Tea With Me Patreon, become an official sipper at teawithme.com. Bonus episode on a Monday, live stream on a Friday. Access to live events like Stars in Your Eyes that we're doing. We're putting them on Patreon before anywhere else. They may well sell out there. We might not even sell them public. I'm also on tour, shanetoddcomedy.com. I'm coming all over the world. Everywhere, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, America, the Middle East, the rest of the UK dates, it's all on there. Some of them are gone, some still have tickets available. And Opera House in November, my second run there, after a wee sold out run in October this year. Let's first of all go to our sponsor, not go to them, I'll do it. No, it's so much handier if we could just go to them. NordVPN, or to you and me, a virtual private network. It's a tool that safeguards your internet connection and enhances your online, I nearly said piracy, privacy. For God's sake, do not be doing online piracy or even in boats. NordVPN establishes a secure and encrypted pathway for your online data traffic. You're essentially doing roadworks for your own safety. This tunnel is impenetrable. That's class, isn't it? Impenetrable. Ensuring that no one can snoop on your internet activities or access your personal data or determine your actual IP address and geographical location. You imagine you just had a pop-up. Someone's like, I see you right now looking at 90s babes in your conservatory in Lurgan. It's ideal if you're going on tour to Australia, New Zealand and the United States in the next few months. You know, I know when I'm away, I'm not looking at 90s babes. I know I'll be able to watch Final Score, keep up to date with my Irish league. I'll be able to watch, you know, Barrett Best on Badger Beating, whatever he's up to at the minute. Sippers now can get an exclusive deal when they sign up at nordvpn.com/teawithme. It's in the description there. You take your cybersecurity to the next level. Take advantage of their threat protection feature, for God's sake. You can get your exclusive deal by going to nordvpn.com/teawithme. You get a huge discount off your plan. And every purchase of 2-year plans receives a bonus month on top. Love that. We're also sponsored by Manscaped, the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Now, you know what Manscaped do by now. If you don't, they have tools. They have, I think it's magic. I don't know how they've come up with this. But they are a load of, you know, men's grooming products that ensure that you're, let's just say, you know, if people come around and see your house, they go, oh, it's nice. You need to make sure the basement is also looking good. I'm talking about your pubis region and surrounding areas. The bit in between that sometimes I say is Pyrenees, which isn't what it is. Your anus. All those areas. You know what I mean? Your dick and balls and anus. If you want to make sure that your arse and your penis and testicles are looking good, go to manscaped.com. Let them take care of it. They can't do it for you, but they'll send you out all the things you need. They have products you didn't know you need, products you do need. They have beard trimmers, you know, for precision beard. Look at Michael's done his beard over there. He's looking really, really nice. You look like a ranch hand on Yellowstone. He doesn't have any lines. How about that? And earlier on, I told you look like the White Kano. So that's a good day. That's a good day. I don't have a beard, but if I did, I would definitely use Manscaped's beard trimmer. Go to manscaped.com, use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. All that stuff is in the description. Let us get on, for God's sake, with this episode. My guests are, they've been on before. They're sort of like, I don't know if you call them, they're podcast partners, life partners. They are two guys that really needed to find each other. You know what I mean? That's the best way. I don't know who cares for who. I think they sort of care for each other. But they're two very funny guys. They host a Cork in the North podcast. My guests on this week's episode on Tea With Me are none other than Andrew Ryan and Aaron Butler. Please enjoy. Oh, here they are, two nice men. Andrew Ryan, Aaron Butler.
Yeah, great to be here.
Undecided about staying, both have the coats on.
Yeah. But it's chilly day. It's windbreaker season, buddy. Windy outside. Yeah.
Condensation.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Environment.
But yeah, yours is more of a sorry? So yours is more,
go ahead,
indoor use, I guess, kind of, right?
Indoor use. Why not outdoor?
I just mean you could conceivably be in the house in that.
Sure.
Whereas Andrew's looks like an outdoor jacket.
This is like a gym. This is going for a jog hoodie.
No, you don't go for a jog in it. No, that's...
look at that, look.
It has thumb things. You run faster if you put the things over the thumb.
Well, shave my legs.
Nah, I feel stupid, don't I?
You only feel stupid now in that jacket?
Because I don't have the thumb
thing. Oh, yeah. That's all that's missing from that jacket.
I left my house today and my neighbours are moving out and they're loading everything. They're loading everything into the van, and as they see me come out of the house, they just give a look to each other like,
We've made the right call.
This was a good choice. Yeah, we're getting out the right time.
Because they're thinking about having kids.
And they don't want a guy next door who would fail a background check.
I'm feeling very paranoid now in this jacket. You're making me feel like...
I might take my jacket off.
No, it's cool. No. Andrew, how much for you to just go about all day in Belfast for a day wearing an orange jacket?
I wouldn't.
I won't. This is too loud. This is too loud for the episode.
Okay.
Is that okay if I take this off?
Yeah, that's like a...
Like now, what do you think of this shirt?
It's like an apprentice ice cream vendor in the 50s.
I like it. Like I do ice cream for the rat, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you said.
But they wouldn't get us through the wee balaclavas. the ice cream all over the wee balaclava.
The ice cream. Are you de-jacketing?
I like it. You de-jacket too if you want.
We all get... Do you de-jacket as well? Everybody de-jacket. Do you Dan, Mike, de-jacket.
Andrew, everything all right?
Andrew, can you not get your jacket off? You're in your 40s?
Oh, no, he needs a man to help him. Oh, no. This is the level that your relationship's got to, you two.
Oh, wow.
Aaron, take my jacket off.
Okay, I think we're free. Nope.
There we go. Oh. See my shirt?
There we go. Hey, that was one of the big reveals.
Hey, that was the big reveal,
that was
mate.
The big reveal. We've been planning this for months. Hey, gotcha.
Hey, this is it, boy.
That's you now, isn't it?
Hey.
Showed you.
Hey, so you look like a middle-aged couple who have just gone, hey, let's just sell ice cream.
There we go. Hey, it's fucking party time.
Now Hollywood. You That's look it. Cool.
We're going for the Barbie movie audition after this. Yeah. The sequel.
But you guys
let's
are
Let's podcast.
Wow.
I'll
get closer, Mike.
What do you think
of this?
He bought me this.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
I think it suits us.
He bought me this when you were in where? Croatia, was it?
No, Amalfi Coast.
Amalfi Coast. And he brought it back. But he bought it. He gave me a small. I'm a large, so I can't tell you.
So you bought him a button. You bought him a shirt when you were away?
Yeah,
I was thinking about him a lot.
So what happened was he did a post on Instagram and I said, that's a really nice shirt because I'm going on holiday soon. And he went, oh, it's dead cheap. What's it? Whatever the company's called.
Sheen Shine,
whatever it's called. And then he came back and he went, bought you a shirt. And then he bought me hair product to make the fibers to make the front of my head look thick.
I'm slowly improving him as an individual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going through the Butler Academy.
I'm going through the Butler Academy.
No one should graduate from the Butler Academy. Drop out. If you're in the Butler Academy, drop out.
No. He's getting his first degree.
No.
He's a black belt.
I'm getting a master's.
He's getting a Yeah. He's graduating with a first degree honours, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going for a vasectomy next week.
Yeah. Everyone's losing their sperm around me. That's why we like it.
My girlfriend sees this. Fuck me.
Oh, yeah, she will. Yes, you will. Shout out to you.
Hi, babe.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
So I'm just chilling,
hey,
mate.
Babe, in those glasses and shirt. Yeah. It's so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're just two guys, you know? That's all it is.
Andrew, have you seen the movie Get Out?
No.
You're too deep in. You're the guy who... Let me be the guy who warned you.
Yeah. Right.
Just like get out of
this point. Now, don't I?
Yeah.
Andrew, you're starting to get respected in the world of broadcasting and radio. People are like, you know, this guy. People say this guy could end up on Radio 2 or something. Mm. He is trying to pull you down to his level.
No, I'm going greatest hits, man.
I'm bringing you back to Blast 106.
Shots fired.
No, I like them.
No, I like my little outfit. I'm going on holiday to Greece and I've bought a couple of these type of shirts for the holidays, see?
Great. So you love to hear
experimenting, Shane. You know,
yeah, we're
taking risks, mate.
We're taking risks.
Yeah.
He sends me messages, tells me about where I need to improve.
Yes. It's a whole process.
I took you through some dress code type stuff.
Back in the day.
A long time ago.
Back in the day.
But you've not passed on. You're just making him dress like you.
What? Dude.
See if he starts sending you school trouser websites and where to get like plimsolls. That's a point where you need to get out.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'd agree from there.
He looked at me and he said, "You need."
Be slick like Aaron.
My life's a mess. But yeah.
Well, I said you are.
He said, like, you know, we need to up my game. Like,
we do.
So you're offering out like a program. Are you trying to start like a...
Yeah, I'm doing like a my own version of like a queer eye thing, you know? Uh-huh. Only it's
queer eye for a straight guy, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys. No, not one of those guys, but I'm one of those guys that are helping other guys. And Andrew's my guy that I'm helping.
I'm his first client.
But Andrew, I'd say you're great the way you're, like, you've got definitely got, like, quirks, but, you know, you should embrace...
What? Give me an example of a quirk.
That.
Yeah. What's that?
You just, you know, you're maybe are a complex guy in a good way.
I am very complex, yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's quite a backhanded compliment.
He's trying to, do you know what he is?
Simple.
He's like Slush Puppy. That, if he was a brand... He'd be Slush Puppy.
Slush Puppies are nice.
What type of a brand am I?
Oh, that's a good question.
Horlicks.
Dell. You're Dell.
I thought I'd be Bosch Drill.
Oh. You're not Bosch.
Oh, no.
Bosch Drill.
No. Why? You're like...
Bosch full drill? Fucking force. Oh. Straight into the wall.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Creating little dents as I go along in life.
Oh. Yeah, you're dent. Things as you go along.
No,
it's not a great description.
I've been fasting today.
So, yeah, because you had
you're doing Ramadan.
You had to do something.
Not this year.
Not this year, yeah. He's cancelled it. What was the fasting for?
I'm getting a full body check, full health check.
You do this every year. You do a MOT in your body, don't you?
Every year, get all the tests done.
I do, yeah. But do you book that in with a private company? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I go NHS.
Not the public sector.
The public.
You can't get that on NHS. Yeah,
you can. I've done it.
This guy. I'm
hold on,
you,
hold on.
There's one guy that's getting it.
First of all, you shouldn't be getting anything on the NHS. Why? So what are you doing? He comes up, big hypochondriac, just draining the NHS.
Do you know, it's the easiest way. I know, you want to get a GP appointment same day? Give me a call, I know how to get him.
I got dropped by my GP.
Why? Because you moved away.
But I was still in with him for ages.
Yeah, but...
Years.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, are you going to need to find a new GP? It's not you, it's me.
I didn't know GPs.
But you move away from... Is it 8 to 10 miles? You move out of the GP area, you've got to get the next one?
But I hate... Because I have, like, you know...
Yeah, but when you used to go to your old GP, did you see the same GP all the time? Or did you go into... Depends which GP was available at the time.
I'm talking about he's my GP.
Right. And have you got a new GP now?
Well, I'm a free agent. I'm looking for... GPs, get in touch. You want
to
hook me up?
Don't go to my girl. She's always pregnant. Always.
Your GP's always pregnant.
I think just a level always. Of disrespect to call her my girl.
No, I didn't say my girl.
You did?
Did I say my girl?
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, you don't want to say my girl.
My girl's always pregnant.
Yeah. That's my GP.
Yeah.
But I call her my girl.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
My girl practitioner.
She's always pregnant.
What?
She's always pregnant.
Always, right. Not by me anyway.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen her in 10 years.
Right. So you, is it lucky dip when you go to your surgery? You don't know who
for
you're
her,
gonna get.
Yeah,
I'm a lucky dip as well.
Yeah,
I hate that. You see,
I don't go that much. So
I haven't been to my GP in 7-8 years or whatever.
You should.
No.
They know.
Hey.
They don't just do physical stuff.
No. Hey.
All right.
The balls are warm these
no,
days.
No. Not just physical stuff.
Cool. For mental stuff?
Yeah.
They do mental health stuff in GPs. Hey, mm-hmm. Hold on. Cancel this recording. I have a lot of appointments.
Yo, push up, baby. Get me in.
I'm feeling quite low.
That's mad. I didn't know that.
Yeah, 100%. That's what you should do if you go to your GP first and they refer you. Is the way I think it gets done.
More you know.
But what do you mean you can get a full... You can't get a full health check in the NHS?
Yeah, well, this is what I did.
Oh,
so
life hacks of Andrew.
I ring him up. So I'm a total hypochondriac, right?
Shocker.
Completely.
Yeah.
Like insane.
Yeah.
So I rang up one day looking for sleeping tablets and they said, no, you're not getting any. And I said, but sure, like I can't sleep. Like,
why are they
holding... Seems like a good reason to get them.
But why are they holding them from you? What previous history have you got where they're like,
so
no.
I rang up and I said one day, I said, can I speak to the doctor? And they're like, why, what's going on? I said, I can't sleep. Can I get some sleeping tablets? So they put me through to the doctor. He rings me back and he goes... Because I want sleeping tablets. He says, why that? I says, well, I'm not sleeping. Like, because why aren't you sleeping? So I said A, B, C, D, E, and F. And he went, that's not...
You can't get that. You can't get further in the alphabet. I know there's more.
So he was like, no, I don't want
to. I'm just not well rested enough to get the G.
If he completes the alphabet, he'll sleep like a baby.
If I get the W, it's a win.
Yeah, W's like 6 hours. Z, you're like 8 hours full sleep.
So you phone him up. You go, look, multiple reasons why I can't sleep.
Wouldn't give me the sleeping tablets, he said.
Was he saying you need to work out all those issues why you can't sleep?
Well, he kind of said, I'd rather talk to you before.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, so I bypassed that.
Right.
So then I rang up. So sometimes I'd ring up. Now, I don't, can I just say, like, I'm not ringing every day, mm-hmm. right? So I'm not like,
yeah,
you know, taking up space in the service, but maybe once or twice a year,
yeah,
which I think is fair right. for a foreigner. So I
Aaron doesn't hear some of his beliefs.
I'll tell you after.
So anyway, I rang up one day and I was
So what did you end up doing about sleeping tablets? Or is this still on the sleeping tablet?
No, I used a Nightol now.
Yes, they're great.
Yeah, herbal ones.
Is it a drink or a herbal? Tablet? It's a drink or
no, it's a tablet.
Tablet.
Take two.
Don't go.
Knock you in.
About an hour and a half before you go to bed.
Why do you have trouble
sleeping? Just makes you a bit more chilled.
I had trouble sleeping last night. I haven't slept.
Really?
I probably slept an hour last night.
Why? What's up?
No.
Man?
Yeah?
Why? What's going on?
I just think about stuff. Here's what happens, right? I go to go sleep and my brain goes, you're about to go sleep. You should probably wake up. That's what my brain goes.
You're not busy enough.
My brain goes, I'm very busy.
Sugar.
I've cut lots of sugar out. Swear. Cut sugar, cut caffeine.
What about screens and all? You're always on your That's screens tough. And your devices.
That's a big one.
What about get a nice book? Why don't you get
reading?
You
want
to get you a nice book? I get you a nice book.
Yeah,
Thomas the Tank Engine.
An hour before bed or something. You could.
I'll give it a go.
So you couldn't sleep last night?
No, but that's pretty regular for me. Had the best night's sleep on Sunday though. Took a night off.
I was conked at 10:15 last night. I was in bed.
But you're up at 5 in the morning every morning.
See? Yeah.
Here's what I did last night because I love sleep so much.
You do.
I was MCing at Lavery's.
Brilliant.
For people who don't know, the MC starts a night. Does bits in between and closes the night. You're doing material here, there and everywhere. You're introducing the acts, blah, blah. What I don't like is having to go on after the headliner just to go, guys, thank you very much. Good enough for everyone you've seen so far. Name check everyone back next week. See you later. So if I'm MCing at Lavery's, there's a caveat. I go, whoever's headlining, wrap up the night.
You get home 40 minutes earlier.
See, by the time Willie had finished his set, wee Willy Winky.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Sleep.
Love it.
Like a white cat in front of a fire.
Like, what are you sticking around for?
I know. Just to literally name check everyone and then move on.
Yeah.
So, you phone up.
So, about 6 months ago, I was getting chest pains. Obviously, thinking to myself, like, oh, God. Straight away. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, like, right?
Hypochondria kicking in.
Complete hypochondria. And then that anxiety breeds more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a vicious cycle that you get. So, I rang the doctor. I went down in and said, look, I've got terrible anxiety. But I chest pains and I'm worried because I take meds anyway. Like, anyway, went down, met him. He said, right, Andrew, look, sounds pretty crazy stuff. So he did it. Sounds pretty crazy. Like,
that's his official thing.
Yeah, whatever it was. Sounds like it's crazy.
This shit's fucked up, bro. Right?
Pretty crazy stuff.
I'm trying to get the timeline right. So anyway, he then did a thing on my chest anyway and they came back and they found a little regular movement. So they said, you need to get it fully checked. So I went into the Ulster and did bloods and they put me on a treadmill. And you walk really fast and you
sure
start this running.
Pure gym, bro?
You know, like you start running. And then
all hooked up to everything?
They're hooked up to everything, yeah. Checked everything.
Like 50 Cent in the club.
In the club, yeah.
Remember so I'm that?
Andrew upside down. The do-rag on his
head. What's that? I've not seen it.
You'll have it's one fine. Soon.
I'm not into rap.
No.
No.
I'm not into
serious?
Rap.
That's crazy.
Like that? No way.
Look at me, mate. Hey. The rap guy.
I look at you, I think West Rockefeller Side. Records. I think Death Row.
West Side.
Story.
So I go down, I do all that, and then I go home and they come back to me a week or two later with the results and they say, yeah, you're fine. And I'm like, I don't think I am. What?
I love how you're telling him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's telling
so
you.
I don't think I am. So yeah.
You want second opinion?
So I ring up again and I go, listen, went for those checks, absolutely buzzing. You say I'm kind of cool, but I'm still having a lot of pain. I'd like for some further investigation. So they only checked a few arteries in my chest. So they said they'll do the rest.
You want all of them?
So you know the way you get a car service, you get an MOT for 70 quid.
Yep.
Then you get like a half. Then you get like a the interim service, then you get the full service.
Yeah.
So can I go to the full service?
You felt like you'd just been at Halfords for a quick, yep, everything's good.
They did they did an oil check.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
They didn't do battery check. They didn't do, you know, a timing belt.
Yep.
They didn't do that. So I said, would it be a problem? Because I'm really anxious about this. So they said, yeah, we went down. So the next, so I went into, you know, the big machine.
I was in it 2 weeks ago.
Or
MRI.
You go to the tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
And half MRI. Your body's in it. Yep. Panicked in that to come out.
That's ready.
I panicked. Yeah.
So what did you? How did you signal? Like, I need to get out.
Get me out. To show it at him.
How soon into going into it did you straight start away. To have the?
So what that was? Have you ever done it in the Ulster?
Yeah, I was not in the Ulster, but I was in. I got an MRI a month ago.
Right. So I went in. Lovely staff there. Really good. Go in. They go, right, Andrew, you're going to lie in it. You're going to go in. You're going to be in there for what, like 10 minutes or something? 10, 15, 10, 12 long minutes. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very noisy. But we're scanning everything, brain, the whole lot. And I was like, yeah, buzzing, delighted to be here. Lay down on the thing. And I need to go, right, they can give you earmuffs as well, you know, because things are going to go, right, we're going to push you in. I was like, yeah, brilliant. As soon as we went in, I went, no, out, 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 out. Need to just double check a few things. So I came out and I
had the deck there, like, come on.
I was out. So I looked in. I just want to have a quick look down the tunnel. Just want to see it, like.
You think Pennywise is waiting on you?
No, I was just like, I was really panicking, like.
Yeah.
So I went in again, and I did this whole arms across my chest, and I had the
like
earmuffs
on.
I just went, right, it's fine. But if I close my eyes, I can't. I get claustrophobic. Yeah, you know yourself, like, it's right up to you. And they're like, it's okay, half your body's out. It only takes a few seconds. But, you know, once you go in, just sit there and relax and breathe and just think happy thoughts, whatever. Like, and I'm like, yeah, okay. Went in again, did about 2 minutes, and I went out, 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 out. So I came out again. But there was an underlining reason why I was getting panicked. Do you see what I mean? There's a reason. Is my mom died of cancer, and before she died, she had to do a lot of these things,
right.
And I would go with her, and I associated that with my mother's health. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's not just me being awkward.
Yes,
like,
or claustrophobia.
It's a trigger for me. Yeah, like, you know? So I said, "No, it's fine. It's fine." So they gave me some water, and I went back in again, and I did 6 minutes, and I said, "Look, that's all I'm doing." And they went, "You did brilliant." And they say 1 in 3 people won't go in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Did all that. Then I went back up to the Ulster, did a load of bloods up to another ward, did a load of bloods. They did x-rays on my spine, my chest, every single thing. Then they rang me 2 days later and they went, you're in great health.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Not what you wanted to hear.
No.
Not what he wants to hear. He's fuming.
He needs to know something. Yeah. Something's up.
So then I didn't dispute that one. I went, I'll trust that one.
Okay, you trust that one.
Yeah.
Because because they told me I was in great health, that lowered my anxiety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So go. I have another issue with the GPs. So I have two GPs.
Right.
I have one in Cork and I have one up here. And they both...
genuinely a disgrace.
Right. Really. But they both supply me with the same meds.
So you're doubling up?
No.
Poppers.
Listen to this, right? So I ring up my surgery here and I go, can I get me regular prescription, right?
Yeah.
I only just got that.
That was the most married couple thing that you guys have ever done. You told them off like that with a wee head to the leg. He's the worst.
Trump. I'm telling me story.
You can't bring him anywhere.
So, one who's one.
So...
Anyway, I rang up my GP.
Definitely a tunnel, you can bring him in there.
I rang up for the GP prescription. I said, oh, can I get me regular?
You're not in the pub.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they normally send it to me pharmacist, and I go down to my pharmacist, right? Mm. But the GP rang me back and he goes, listen, we're sending you out like 60 days worth of tablets, but you've not been in touch for 121 days. So, what? Or 90 days. He says, so are you just taking them willy-nilly? Like,
yeah.
There's a gap of 30 days there. You're supposed to be taking these every day. I said, I have another supplier. I have another guy down in Cork that's giving me meds. Yeah. So when I go down to Cork, I get a top up off him.
Yeah. Mm.
So I actually said to him, like, well, I'm getting 60 off you, but I actually have 120.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, right. And I goes, yeah. I said, is that all right?
Yeah.
Like, am I okay to have two of you on the go?
Yeah. He's like, no, you got to commit.
Yeah. And he was like, no, that explains it. I said, look, can you put a note on the system there so I don't want this again? Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm feeling great now. I'm glowing.
She have like a monogamous. Yeah. Is that monogamous or is that the opposite?
Polyamorous.
You have a polyamorous pharmacist relationship.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
See, the last time I was in getting the MRI, I was sitting in, you know, you wear the, like, what would you call it?
The gown.
You're wearing a gown. So I go in there, and it's all a bit like, everything's so quiet.
Yeah.
And you go, and they're like, after you get it done, they go, if you want to go and change, you know, and there's like 3 wee cubicles to go and get changed, but they're fairly open, and everything's really quiet. There's a wee receptionist.
What? Are you naked under the gown? Like, no boxers?
Oh, yeah, boxers.
Boxers. You said no, which makes me think you went cock out.
I can't remember, but no, I think it was boxers, right?
You're not fully naked, no?
No.
Ah, okay, that's weird.
So I go in, I'm getting my clothes back on, and I'm also, they give you an injection of Buscopan in the one I'm getting, because they're doing an MRI on my bile.
What's Buscopan?
Buscopan is a drug that, like,
calms your stomach in it and your bowels.
Like, yeah, so it, like, stops your bile from moving.
Do you get cramps and stuff? It settles it?
Yeah. But they gave you it for an MRI so that they can get a clearer picture of it, right? Mm. So it's just an injection goes into your arm.
Okay.
But they said after it, you might experience like dizziness and a bit of like blurred vision. See, anytime anyone says anything like that to me, I assume you're not going to, like, this is like, you know, I'm like this when I got circumcised, and not to bring it back to this, when I got circumcised, I went, whatever you do, for about 4 or 5 days, just stay on the sofa. And I went, they probably just say that. And I went for like a 4 mile walk, and then... It wasn't
but
good.
They have to say that though.
Yeah, because I think they're doing that. I'm like, yeah, okay, guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have all this blurred vision after. Shit, I'm freaking out. And I'm taking ages, and I just want to get out of there. I've just had the MRI. I just want to get out of there. Get a WhatsApp on my phone from Paddy Barnes, Olympic boxer Paddy Barnes.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of weeks after that football match we played against the Man United legends. And it's a video, and it's me, and I can see the thumbnail, me and Yapstam. So I go, he goes, my mate sent me this, thought you might like it. And I was like, fuck, they've done, like, here it is, like a wee compilation of me. You know, I made my own compilation. I went, the fans are doing compilations of it.
Mm-hmm.
I hit play in that room.
Oh, no.
You know those videos people saying with,
which, by the way, my dad falls for every day. Every day I hear in his house that sound.
Yeah, man.
And then him just going, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going, they've heard that, the receptionist and whoever's out there has heard that.
Oh.
And they think, I cannot wait to watch porn. But I've run in all blurry eyed being like, I still need my porns. And I don't know whether to address it or not. And I'm like, I'm going to have to say something. I'll make a joke out of it. Receptionist about 55. I get my clothes on really quickly. Get my clothes on quickly and get out there to show no boner, right? I get out there, go up to the receptionist on my way out. I went, Paddy Barnes sent me.
That's the worst.
I know, but wait. I said, Paddy Barnes sent me a video there. You probably thought I was watching something I shouldn't have been watching, but it was just he sent, because I scored a goal. And then I sounded like a lying bastard. I scored a goal against Man United a few weeks ago there.
Too detailed.
Just, it was, I thought it was me playing against Man United, but it was just, and she went, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
She didn't even hear anything.
It'd have been less weird if you just went, I was watching full
I
porn.
I literally went up to her and went, I wasn't watching porn.
Yeah.
So when I walked away, she's clearly telling all the nurses,
yeah,
a wee fellow was watching porn.
She and Todd loves watching porn.
Oh, blurry eyed. Couldn't even get out of the place.
Yeah.
No stomach.
I was blurry eyed for ages after that. When I thought I had the heart flutters. I did have heart flutters, but then I was just caffeine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
but this is the benefit of like a close relationship with your GP. You know, a little bit of direct line.
Yeah,
I go, brother, I'm getting the heart flutters here, real bad, real bad, and I don't know what to do. And he's like, we'll hook you up, we'll get you all the machines, we'll do all that.
Yeah,
and then he goes, a few things to think about. He goes, do you have like anxiety? You worried about anything? I go, no. Not right now.
See, I'd have a different answer there.
Like, yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be a full day of his timetable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go, no. And then he goes, what about caffeine? And I went, not really. Like, he goes, you drink much tea and coffee? I go, 3-4 coffees a day, 8, 9, 10, 12 teas.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, in the meantime, of us getting you all the appointments, he goes, try not having any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, switch to decaf. Old ticker's going to crack. And I got my... So today I went down to Randox. Now, this is not a sponsored thing. It's not an advert. And I go every year where they test every... So you do urine, blood sample. You stand on those like mad scales and hold the wee things as if you're like, you know, doing green screen for like a Mortal Kombat game or something. And do you know what my metabolic age is?
I would say 23.
27 would be mental for 23.
I don't know. My, 27. Like, you know what you're like.
My good. Body is 27.
Yeah.
Your head is 35.
Yep. My head's older. And my heart rate
is
47.
Resting heart rate's 47.
And I am 6 foot. I am 6 foot. This has been disputed for so long.
Yeah.
Official confirmation. Yeah. Socks and shoes off.
Yeah.
6 foot.
I'm 5'9".
On the button. Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
5'9" and a half, yeah.
Mm. Is that where your anxiety comes from? Because you're 5'9"?
And a half, it's no. The half.
The half.
Because he doesn't know if he's...
You what, write that up to 10.
Would you?
You're 6 foot.
Yeah, you're 6 foot.
6 foot. Yeah, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, cool.
Now,
I identify as a 6 foot.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
You're a wee hypochondriac guy too.
Maybe sometimes. Not yeah. as bad as this guy.
Oh, it's bad.
Is it bad? But it depends. I also, I go through phases where, like, as soon as I get one symptom, I Google it and I go, dead. That's me
dying. Dead.
Right, right. Yeah, but yeah. then. I never Google anything. I barely know.
No.
I swear, up until about a year ago, I realized I've been spelling Crohn's wrong. So I've been writing it in forums. I have no idea.
You have Crohn's?
People go, what is Crohn's disease? And I go, I don't really know. And people think, people go, God love me, spitting on a brave face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not really know.
Ignorance
it's an autoimmune disease. I know that.
It's autoimmune disease. Yeah, your body just works differently.
No point in googling. You Google anything, you'll get symptoms that match up.
Like
for,
if I have a pain in my leg, it has to be amputated.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. It's just fucking the head is bad. But the thing about going to Randox and going to your GP and all that, what people don't realize, oh look at you, healthy guys, like clogging up the fucking system, and that's bullshit, right? Because prevention is better than cure.
Oh, definitely.
It is better to be reassured and to prevent an illness than it is to be treated for an illness.
But I'm not getting into like a serious thing and definitely a thing I don't know a lot about, but I remember, I don't want to keep mentioning Randox because then it feels like I'm, companies like that, but certainly they're the one I know of, were trying, I think, to say to the government years ago, if we did the test I got done today, tests like that on the whole population, it would cost so much money. But the preventative side of that would be massive.
Yeah, prevention's key. That's why I've been getting my prostate checked for like 20 years now.
Huh?
But so you're only 30.
But prevention's key, mate.
So since you've been 12?
Yep.
Whatever you're into.
I asked for it. I said, look, it's better to prevent it.
Yeah.
It's better to just, it feels bouncy to me, but you check. And then my prostate check them.
I can't wait till you start getting piles, mate.
Oh, here. Or good luck.
Or hemorrhoids.
And that thing.
You'll lose your mind when you start getting them.
You'd have to get something out of it to get piles.
But if you go into an A&E on a Saturday night and say there's 30 people in A&E and you went around and asked every single one of them why are you here.
That is your ideal job.
Yeah.
Your ideal job. Just to be like in a high
And I go to the can I ask you why you're here? Slipped and I was drunk. Why are you drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Why are you drinking? Stop. If you didn't drink, you wouldn't be here. Next. Yeah. Why are you here?
I remember during COVID, like near the start of it, I was chatting to Dave and he's like, well, what are you at today? I was like, oh, I just went for a run there. And he goes, don't be at that. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, what if you fall and hurt yourself straining the NHS? And he sent me a thing, and it was like, it basically was a list of things you shouldn't do, and one of them was parkour. I was like, fuck, God love the guy who lets off steam, who has nothing else in his life, bar a bit of parkour, and he's going to do that an hour a week, and they're like, don't you do that.
To be fair, if I'm Dave Salter, I'm sending him that saying, don't you do parkour. Like, you do parkour.
My dentist would say to me,
don't do parkour.
Don't eat food.
This is a dentist I had up until I was about 21, and he would say, not ironically, not trying to have banter, after, because I went to him from when I was a young kid, he just kept saying it as habit at the end of every appointment. He would go, don't be climbing any trees. If he'd done, like, you know, surgery or anything, you know, if he'd given you, like, gas or anything like that.
Vertigo or something.
He'd go, don't be climbing any trees. Yeah.
He climbs over his teeth. He chews the branch and swings it. Very strong jaw.
Yeah. I do have a strong jaw.
Yeah, but if you think about it, every single thing that you do in life is a potential drain on the NHS anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, you get into your car, you have an accident, you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant to eat food, you choke, you call an ambulance. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you can't live your life being scared. Oh, if you do that now, that's going to cost the government money if it goes wrong. Like, you can't
just give
do
yourself,
that.
Can you not just give yourself that advice?
Yeah, give Pat. No. Yeah, tell Pat Andrew that.
Tell you when you walked in here this morning.
What?
You're just doomed.
No, I'm very
afraid to take your coat off.
No, couldn't even take my coat off. Can I just say, no, I'm a very happy man.
Yeah.
Yeah. People think that I'm like all doom and gloom. I am very approachable.
Do you know what? And do you know what really, what I really enjoyed? And you'll back me up on this because I said to you.
Yeah.
When we did Olympia a couple of weeks ago.
Great day.
I didn't think that would be your bag. You know, going down to Dublin really early, going for a swim, going to have lunch, making a bit of a day out of it. In my head, I went, Andrew's probably going to say, you know, listen, man, I'll see you at about 6 at the venue. And I'd have been like, yeah, no worries. And me and Willie would have went. But I was so delighted that you got involved in the day. We had a day of fun. And I said that to you, didn't I? I was like, we had the best day and I'm so glad.
You did. And I said right back to you, this guy loves nothing more than just being included in something.
Yeah.
Being a part of
I love it.
You like an event, like a...
Yeah.
I like love being thing. Part of something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I also...
How easily could you join ISIS?
Very easy.
Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know a guy. No,
your
Lisa.
Flights wouldn't be delayed anyway. Oh. If you joined then.
I really enjoyed that day. I really enjoyed that day, I must admit, because it was something different. And like the thing is, I like doing stuff with people. But I like doing the right stuff.
What's the wrong stuff?
Like devil worshiping?
No, but like if you said to me like,
if you let's said do
me,
heroin.
If you said to me, do you want to go bowling? I'm like, no.
Whoa.
Oh, you don't like bowling because there's a big. This is a
this
big.
This is a very bowling no, heavy.
There's
room.
A lot of bowling boys in here.
A lot of
I don't bowl.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ironic
yeah.
for the way we're dressed like two pin pals.
That just met up for the first time writing to each other
in LGBT.
No, but like it's just a bit like bowling. Yeah, fine, fair enough. But if you wanted to go for a few games of pool and a coffee, I'd definitely do that. But there's certain things like you said to me.
Well, sorry, it's really hard to work out your system.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm not going to fucking bowl with you, but if you want to play pool, I'll play pool.
Bowling's fucking
daft. You have to get a stick in
bowling. Bowling is, if you're going to play a game,
it's fucking shit.
Do you know why? Because see, when you bowl, I 100% know bumpers up.
No, bumpers down, mate.
Nah.
I'm going over to other lanes. It's going that fast.
Bowling is unreal.
But I still don't get it.
Nah, bowling's great.
Don't get it, mate.
Bowling's good fun.
Bowling is really good fun.
Fucking six. Ooh,
but it's making fun of your mates when they're missing all. That's the best
part.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's the people I'm going with. It's wrong.
Yeah, you need to go off the crew.
Go on your own. Like,
Come with us.
We'll do a Patreon episode where we bring you bowling and try convince you how good it is.
Can we do, for Patreon, can we do a bowling invitational?
And the bowling people like us, I'd say they'd be up for
it. Yeah. Can we do that? And that'd be kind of easy enough to film, wouldn't it?
Just put a GoPro on the lane. Two GoPros, one looking up the way, one looking back the way.
When do you ever worry about
we've got our shirts.
Right,
right. Get you one of these? We get you one of these.
Why don't we do a fucking the podcast?
The what? We
like
just
you play
something?
In your teams of podcasts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you have the Mudblood have a team. Mudblood versus Cork in the North. Yeah. Tea with me versus
Bomb Squad.
Bomb Squad.
Fucking,
this would be so good.
And then that'd be the semi-finals. And then who goes into the finals. Who's the best bowling commentators?
Yeah.
Hey, this all started with me by saying... Don't like bowling.
Yeah. Now look at it.
Doesn't like bowling now.
Now finding a tournament. Is all for it. Hey, chief executive of the Bowling Association of Podcasts. I like to be part of this.
He likes to be part of something, yeah.
Andrew, does he know about the photo?
Oh, yes, he does.
What?
He does.
So last
you know
Friday.
About this. Last Friday. Remember your troubles last
Friday? Last Friday, Aaron texts me. And said, hey, you'll love this. I said, what is it?
Yeah.
You basically said, Andrew's been delayed like 4 times or something?
He was delayed about 8 hours at this point.
It was like 4 hours.
I was delayed 5.5 hours, 5 hours.
Right, he goes, Andrew's been delayed multiple times. He's missing a load of gigs in London tonight. I know you'll love this. And I didn't love it until he said, my auntie's on the flight and took a candid picture of him. And when that picture came through, and we'll put it up, I'll send it to the guys. It takes, like, you know when, like, you say, like, LOL, or you do laughing faces on WhatsApp, and you don't really, you didn't really, you know, you're just like, oh, that, I acknowledge that is funny. I laughed so loud when
did.
I saw that.
We all did.
Because if your auntie had tried to set that up and went, Andrew, pretend to look gutted on the plane and we'll send it to Aaron. You couldn't have done it anywhere near as well.
Yeah.
You look doomed
in
the picture.
Yeah, that's a heartbroken guy.
Your spirit is broken and your heart's broken.
Yeah.
And the head was just sunk.
Yeah.
Got off the plane and everyone looking at me just walked off the plane.
Stormed off the plane.
So I heard you asked to leave the plane.
Yeah.
He had to make a snap decision, didn't you?
Yeah.
he was given, he had a time frame of if he was going to make the gig, not make the gig, and he was like, I gotta do what's best for me.
Oh, sorry, was there an option to get off?
Yeah.
The way he told me, you stood up and were like, get me off the flight.
Didn't say it that loud, but I said to someone like, I want to get off, and they went, do you want to get off? And I went, well, I want to get off, like, yeah, get the steps.
What were you in longer? Get the steps.
He's on the DLA.
So Swissport had to bring the steps over for me, so I had to get three staff. So
all the way from Switzerland.
But do you want to hear what happened?
Yeah.
Right. I can tell you the story of the day.
Yeah. Oh, play. No, tell. Give him the good version of it. Yeah.
Right. So I woke up in good faith, right? As I always do. I'd gone to the gym.
NyQuil'd up to the dick.
That's me.
I felt like I was glowing. I was in a good space.
Well, you're about to go over for a weekend of shows.
I'm going over for four shows.
Entertain the people of London.
Okay, brilliant. Can I just say something as well? Absolutely. I get a message off him on the Wednesday.
Yes.
So we'd done Olympia the previous week. Mm-hmm. Now, when I get bookings for gigs, I always honour them. I don't want to be, I'm not a canceller. Yes. That was my four gigs I've missed in 14 years of being a comedian. I'm not a canceller. Right. I'm reliable. My trip advisor as a comedian is 5-star, like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. With promoters, right?
I have them.
Anyway, I get to the airport, I check in, and fucking flight to 2:30, Belfast City Gatwick. My aim is to get there for 11:30, half one, boarding at 2:00. I check it, it's delayed till 4:30. So that's fine, I'm not on stage till 10 o'clock. So I stay at home for a while, get to the airport around 2:20, get in, still delayed. I said, that's grand, look, these things happen, do a bit of work and blah, 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 right? Anyway, 4:20 then moves to 5:30. It's just dragging on. Then it's 6:15. Then it's fucking 6:20. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Was there any other flights headed to different airports in London?
There was one going to Heathrow. Yeah, there were all. Every other flight was going except this one. Of all the flights.
I had to jump on another one.
Right. The Heathrow one was sold out. There was a Luton one going, but it was going at around 6:15, something like that. Which meant, well, I might as well just get my own Gatwick one. There was no benefit to me, like.
Yep.
Anyway, we get on the plane anyway. I'm like, it's fine. I'd been in touch with the promoters, like, and I'd said, like, it's grand, you know, I'll still be there. I'm on stage at 10. Get on the plane at, like, 6:40. I'm thinking, right, if we take off at 7:00. Get on the plane at 6:50, something like that. If we take off within 15 minutes because you've got a taxi, land at 8:10, get to the train at 8:30, an hour into central London. I'm in for 9:30. Bang, I can make stage time 10 o'clock. But I have a duty of care, like, to the promoter, like, to give them time, like, to find a replacement. We get on the plane, I'm sitting down, window seat, cramped in, right? Fellas around me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sitting there. You like, the pilot comes on, he goes, listen, we've no slot to land in Gatwick, so we could be here for an hour. Sure, the place goes fucking mental, like. People are shouting, no, give us free tea and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It was a family, husband and wife and two kids, got off the plane. Going, I think they were going Legoland. So everyone's pissed off. No, it's not the staff's fault, right? Yeah, the reason we were told we weren't flying was there was an air traffic control issue in Gatwick, which is bullshit, because you cannot be delayed for 6 hours on an air traffic control when every other fucking plane is gone. Mm-hmm. We got on, the pilot came on and said the reason we were delayed was because the plane broke. The plane broke. That's true.
Not what you want to hear.
The plane broke, so they had to get another plane.
Yeah. That's so not broke.
That wasn't broke.
Yeah. No, that is the thing.
So anyway, I'm sitting down. I'm agitated.
Yeah, really? Right?
Yeah.
I'm agitated. And I'm calculating the timings.
Yeah.
And then there's trains from Gatwick Airport into London were delayed as well. So I'd taken a risk. So I said to, rang the bell. This fella come over. I said, listen, how long have I got before I need to make a decision to get off this flight? And he goes, well, you are free to go. I said, I know that, but I said, when are we going? Like, and he goes, look, you've got 10 minutes to make a decision. And I went, right, okay. So if in 10 minutes I make 3 phone calls and everyone around me is listening to my calls, and I'm going, listen, man, but if I'm landing at 8:10 or 8:20, and by the time I get to the train, like, it's going to be so tight, and like, you need to get a replacement. Like, somebody has to make a fucking decision here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, right, I'm off and going home. So man came down again and said, I want to get off. So he comes down. I said, get the steps.
Borat?
I said, get the steps. Right. I want to go home. I want to go home.
You were more Borat the first time.
Oh, man. I'm so fucking angry.
So
they, I get my bag and I walk up to the front of this plane. And I'm very, this, it's nothing to do with the staff. I actually feel for the staff here. Like, it's not the staff's issue.
Yeah.
But as I'm up at the front of the plane, they're saying, right, have you got this all your luggage? Because we have to do a security check. And what seat were you in because of whatever insurances, whatever. They have to deplane me or whatever. Like,
deplane you?
But that's there's something to do with that anyway. Yeah. Anyway, fucking.
You're being deplaned.
You, in the photo, you look like a man who's just been deplaned.
So I'm standing up at the front.
I'm
waiting for Swissport to put the steps up. So they said it'll be about 5 minutes. And then as I'm at the front, all I hear is, Andre! You're going to miss a gig, aye? And I'm like, how are you doing? You all right? I'm like, fucking amazing. Like, there's about 200 people staring at me now, right? I'm like, I'm not even gigging here. Like, and I was like, fuck's sake. And then all I hear is, Andrew. Yeah. I'm Aaron's auntie. I'm at the front of the plane now. So now the crew are looking at me going, do you know where And then my phone fucking pings. And I'm going, Butler, what the fuck? And there's a picture of me, which I'll give you to put up. And I'm just standing at the front of the plane like this, law.
And what was the message I attached to it?
Calm down. So, the door's open, right? The door's open.
You just jump, there's no steps. I'm fucking hulking this thing.
The door's open, and as I'm going, the door's open, Swissport people are there, you know, with their earphones and whatever things they have on, right?
Listening to Dre.
Right. And I just turned around to the staff and went, well, thanks very much for everything. And I walked in, right, and I walked in, it was pissing rain on the Friday. So this, we're talking now, like, what are we? We're 7:30, 7:20 at this stage.
Yeah.
And it's pissing rain, and I said, I'm not giving any taxis any money. I'm not paying
That's not the way it works, though.
No. No, but in my head, I was in such a bad mood. I had to keep digging a hole, so I decided to walk home from Belfast City Airport.
I walked
home in the rain.
Okay. I mean, not that far. For a second, I thought it was international. I was
Belfast City.
Are you walking on the hard shoulder of the motorway?
Yeah.
So I walked home, got a text from the comedy people. Everything sorted, mate. Let us know if you're coming tomorrow. I now have a dilemma. Am I going back on the Saturday? Now, bear in mind, he'd messaged me on the Wednesday going, you free any chance at Saturday for the Millennium Forum in Derry? And I was like, sorry, man, I'm not. I'm in London, right? So in my head, I was like, oh, fuck, I fucking could have gone up to Derry with Shane on the Friday. But look, these things happen. I've got to honour my bookings, you know. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So I get home anyway, order a Chinese from the Chinese place.
Oh, yeah.
Refuse to pay the delivery guy. Yeah.
Put the heat on. Close the curtains. And I washed
it. It didn't come. He'd been de-Chinese.
Their son does not. You now just gets D.
Oh, here I heard a great one. Do you ever know what? This is a great one, right?
Okay.
This is a great one.
Right? Here, tell us it's a great one.
This is a great one, right? Yeah. This fella put a thing up on his Facebook. Does anyone know of a Chinese near me? And this mate put a number down, and it was his mobile. And someone rang his mobile and he went, can I order a Chinese? He's like, yeah, what Chinese do you want? He goes, yeah, I'll be with you in 20 minutes. Yeah, just pay cash in the door. And then an hour later, your man puts up, Chinese hasn't arrived. He just rang his mate and he put on a different fucking voice. He was winding him up. Okay, I thought that was funny.
I mean, of all the stories to start with, this is great.
Never do that. You never go on stage and go, I've got a funny story coming up.
So what I like is that you ordered the Chinese, because that's such a like ma of four angry move. Just be like, that's it, I'm getting the Chinese.
Yeah, it fixes everything.
Fuck that, I'm getting And I bet you got a big Chinese too.
Oh, spare ribs and everything, mate. Mm-hmm. Half and half. Anyway, long story short, I looked at the prices for the following day and I went, you know what? I'm making a decision here. I'm in foul mood and I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I sorted the comedy clubs. First time ever happening. They were all like absolutely buzzing. Don't worry about it.
Because London's unlike here. If someone cancels last minute, it's so easy to get a replacement.
And London is easy enough as well. Like they got Tom Green from the comedy store. So it's grand. But it was just like, it was everything I go against
happened to me.
Like, you know.
So you're currently in the process of just getting stuck in the EasyJet and getting that money back.
Sorry, do you know what probably made him more annoyed? Mm. I texted him then on the Saturday.
Oh, you fucker, yeah.
And went, hi mate, because I knew obviously from you that he hadn't gone.
Yeah, that's true.
And I said, listen mate, I've Brona Diamond and Keezy opening tonight in Millennium Forum. Keezy's all sorted. I haven't heard from Brona to confirm with her, and she hasn't got back to me. If for whatever reason she can't do it or I don't hear from her, could you do the gig? And he just texts me something like, ready and willing. You know what I mean? It was like,
yes.
It was like a military thing.
Yes, he is.
He's like, good to go. He's like, I'm, he was sitting with his coat on by the door.
Absolutely.
And it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
He's in there.
I actually Googled the traffic from my house to Derry for any delays.
See, about 30 seconds after I sent that to him, Bruno replied and went, yes, all good, I'm ready in Derry. So I texted him, was like, could you, looks like she might not be, are you okay? And he's like, yes, ready. And then 3 seconds later, I was like, oh, she can do it.
Got another Chinese.
Just every time something bad happens, you're like, well.
Yeah, so the process has started now with the airline.
The process has begun.
Oh, EasyJet are going to go out of business. And by the way, that's a good thing, because that airline, at the minute, is not fit for purpose. No. Stelios, if you're still running it, sort it out.
Yeah.
Sort it out.
Yep. I fly with EasyJet 50 times a year, and I'm telling you, 44 of those times out of 50 are perfect. But the 6 times, if fucking fucks me like.
I have a wee holiday booked in a few weeks.
Nice.
Pretty soon with the family. We small holiday. I know it's not going to work. The flights, one flight is EasyJet, one flight's Ryanair. And it won't happen.
I'm going EasyJet to Greece. And Julie, my girlfriend's like, oh, can't wait to go on this holiday. We're going to be great. And it's going to be great and all that. And I just said to her yesterday, we were walking around Sports Direct. I was looking for trainers, and I said, they're the trainers that I wanted. And I said to Julie, I guarantee you they won't have my size. Because I said, this is just my luck. I guarantee you won't have my size. So I went up to your man, and I went down the voucher. I was down the voucher, right? And I said, can I have these in a size 10? He went, yeah. And I goes, I guarantee you 100% you won't have my size. Came back and he goes, we've only got 9 and 11. And I went, with size 10. I goes, oh, fuck.
Could you go one of each?
So,
de-trainered you.
Yeah. Anyway. So, our flight is at lunchtime going to Rhodes from the international, and I just said to Julie, I said, just lower our expectations with the travel, because
she's excited about the holiday.
I know, like I agree with you, Shane.
You're a realist.
You have to go in and go expect the shit.
So like, if it does go on time, it's amazing. And
if it does go on time, like, I'm so happy.
But see, right, like, I have long legs. See, Ryanair, oh.
And also Ryanair don't have a wee net to put your passport or anything in around.
And I booked it through a third party thing, so it's not even letting me pick my seats for EasyJet or Ryanair.
Wait, you're going to be at the front and your kids are going to be like...
Are you doing a package? Like, did you just buy a package or something?
No.
Yeah. Disaster.
But we had to fiddle with the flights quite a bit.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Mallorca.
Nice. Beautiful island. Beautiful island.
I've probably been 20 times.
Beautiful island.
I love it. If you went... You've won a competition. Say Blast 106, run a competition.
Yes.
To win a foreign property house. Like, that's the name of it. Uh-huh. It could have the cash call. This is win a foreign the holiday FPH. House. Exactly.
Yeah.
I would pick probably Mallorca.
Yeah. Colm Meaney lives out there.
In Mallorca?
He has a house in Mallorca. He lives out there 6 months a year. Colm Meaney, the actor.
No.
Yeah. Lives in Mallorca, I don't know, but he's up in the country. He did an interview. He was saying, I live in Mallorca. I said, why would I live there full of Irish?
Is he Magaluf?
No, I don't know where. No, he's in a quiet area.
Colm Meaney and Magaluf, 6 months a year. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely flat
residency
out.
Residency in BH, Mallorca.
Aaron, which island, if you're Mallorca, if you were to be given a house, where would you go?
Epstein's.
I want to finish off the good work.
I know. I want to see somewhere new, all right? And I want to go... Yaz Island in Dubai. It's a good one. Has Ferrari World and all out there and all that stuff.
Have you been to Dubai?
Yeah, once.
My tour show is on sale now.
Whoa, look at that.
Nice, in Dubai, nice QE2 Theatre.
Yeah.
Check it out.
That's going to be great, man. I'm actually, I know it sounds a bit mad now, like, but I'm thinking about buying a new moving next year. Moving house.
Buying a new moving next year.
Thinking about buying a new house next year, like moving to a new
house. First of all, can I just say that place, Yaz Island, you wouldn't want to have a house there, though. The novelty would wear off.
Yeah,
so I want you to answer his question.
Oh, right. So I have to have a house there.
You went Blast 106, win a foreign property abroad.
Sorry. Where would you want it?
Oh, I just put it in Disney World. Easy access.
Yeah. The man lived on the grounds of Disney World.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
That's fine. What's wrong with liking the magic?
It's okay to like Disney.
Yeah.
To live there.
Yeah. Look, every day is a great day if you live there. You know what I mean? It's all about dreams.
Yeah.
Why he's all against dreams?
Orlando. Let's say Orlando.
Sure. I'll take the fun out of it. NSYNC are back together. I'm very excited about it.
See, when they tour, can we go?
I promise you, which is an NSYNC song. If they're playing in America somewhere or whatever and they have a tour date, I will go with
them. We'll do a Europe tour.
If they do a Europe tour, I don't know. Man, NSYNC might not do a Europe leg.
Shit, it's the NSYNC song of all time. Don't know what it's called, but I remember on the album when I was a kid, there was one that started like this, and I never got past the first two lines of it. It went, it was like, Millennium, here we come, and everyone's talking about Jerusalem. I never listened past that.
Is that for real?
Yeah,
lyrics
that
song?
Yeah.
As soon as I get home, I'm listening to it right away.
You're thinking of moving or buying a property? We're away from here?
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe going outside Belfast.
To give the health system a chance?
Countryside.
To get more GPs.
Think about going to countryside.
Get a third.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit out. We're kind of looking at a few places.
I worry about you having more time and quiet and your thoughts creeping in.
Yeah.
You're in the city at the minute, kind of.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It keeps you distracted.
Yeah. Last thing
you get out there, you can't hear anything.
I actually want to move to a golf club. I want to live near a golf club.
Oh, yeah, that's different. You made it sound like you'd be on the driving range.
I want to move somewhere where I can walk to the golf course or something. That's where I get a lot of kids. But I've actually looked at buying an apartment in Portugal.
De La Mora?
Right.
No. Well, we looked at two places. One is in Mijas in south of Spain, and over in Portugal.
Do you like Mijas?
I've been to Mijas a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it you like about Mijas?
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, it is. So what you doing, Mijas?
Yeah, it's a lot of tight roads, but if you wiggle your way around,
there are many people.
It's very open. Yeah, you're very open.
Yeah. Easy access in the BS, is what I would say.
So I'm thinking about either buying a one or two bed apartment,
and
going out there, and also have it to give to family members as well. Me and Julie were thinking, and friends, families and stuff.
Would you not hate that though? Imagine see me and him go, right?
Oh, no problem. I'll have cameras,
Oh, weird.
Indoor?
In the bedroom?
Well, there'd be a rule book,
Just...
Oh, just the rule book's going to stop me. Oh, guys, we can't have fun. It's in the rule book. I would hate that. I would fucking hate my friends to be at a holiday.
No, it'd be fine. I would have zero emotional attachment to it. It's just mostly a place where I can go and chill and also give to my family, give to my friends and say, look, there's the keys. Take the kids out. Take your family. If you want to go out, just leave it in the same state you found it.
I have 10 out of 10 etiquette with stuff like that.
Yeah. And also,
if I was staying there,
what I do
find it nicer.
The plan I was thinking was buy a car for $2,000, just have a car there and say to everyone,
we feel panda or something?
Yeah, that's something that would get people around and just go out. And then, if you think about it, you could go out and get cheap furniture and have it nicely furnished and have a load of and just jump on a cheap flight and go, look, I'm going to go Thursday and come back Monday, stay and just have a little calendar and give it to me. So it'll give me 50 quid for it, or just cover the bills for that week or something,
Would you take 50 quid off people for that?
Yeah, I would,
I'm only joking.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
It's really reasonable.
I'd love to do something like that. Because I love... Yeah. I'm going to go away in January again for a week. And Googled yesterday, where would you recommend January for a week? Because I typed in, where is hot in January? And it's always fucking South America. I was thinking Tenerife.
That's kind of...
Boom!
Where?
Tenerife, Los Cristianos, Playas Las Americas, Adeki.
Is it hot in January in Tenerife?
Hot all year round, my friend. Tenerife and Lanzarote, but Lanzarote, fierce wind.
Fucking hate Lanzarote.
Lanzarote's bullshit. I think
Lanzarote is a shithole.
Lanzarote's
shit. I've done Lanzarote 3 times, the most boringest island of all the islands.
Tenerife is great.
Yeah.
So Tenerife, January.
It'll be Russian.
We'll go. We'll do a boys' trip, Tenerife.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll wear these shirts.
Yeah.
Go to a water
park. Plaza de Americas.
Would you like to go on holiday with him? Place last
100%.
100%.
Now, if we went on holiday.
Yeah.
There would be very strict guidelines negotiated beforehand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, for example,
no boxers.
I don't think we would do well in a. We would have to be in a hotel, separate rooms. And we'd only meet up at the certain designated times.
Different floors of the hotel.
Yeah, I'd be saying, I'll see you for lunch then, and then we'd do lunch, and then it'd be what are we doing this afternoon? We go right, I see you tonight, and you'd have to have 4 or 5 hours separate,
Right.
And you'd appreciate that as well.
Be a lot of separation,
a lot of separation, and then some
coming together.
Right, Playas Las Americas. Only thing, long flight.
Yeah, is it like a rave city? Oh, is it a party town?
Nope. Family. It is in season. There's a wee strip of bars that would be pretty lively, but even there, not really.
Jumping Jacks, that's one of them. I remember there.
So, okay, Tenerife.
People were doing hippie crack.
Going to look at Tenerife
now. Hippie crack?
You know, the nitrous oxide?
I didn't know that's what it was called.
So Tenerife. So I'm going to the Rugby World Cup final at the end of October. I've no tickets.
But he's going.
But I've booked the flights and hotel. And then I'm doing Berlin as well.
You know how that's going to finish? You sitting in a French hotel room with a big Chinese, raging.
De-ticketed.
I think it's do-ticketed.
And then you're going to Berlin to the Berheim?
I'm going to Greece, Berlin and Paris in the 1 month.
What are you going to Berlin for?
Me and Julie going away with her cousin and partner. We're going for just
three nights. Dirty nightclubs, we are, mate.
Three nights of just...
debauchery.
Learning all about history and stuff. Mm-hmm. Drinking and having the crack.
I bet. Mm-hmm. The crack.
Aaron, you got anything you want to plug or promote?
NSYNC are getting together again. I'll be there at some point.
I'm sure they'll appreciate
that. That's all I want to say. Shout out to our boy JC, Joey Fatone.
Fatone. Andrew Ryan, your special is out.
Yeah, I released a special. Big thank you to everyone that's watched it so far. It's on YouTube. It's free.
Didn't think the editing was great.
No, me too. That dodgy camera work.
Yeah, but it's doing great numbers. And it's on YouTube for free.
It's for free, and I just wanted to get rid of it and get it out there and people watch it. And thank you to everyone that's watched it. And my podcast, Cork of the North, and thank you so much.
There you go.
Cheers, guys. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. Have you any shows on sale?
I'm currently writing a new show at the moment, so I'm only doing club gigs where I'm testing out material, but I'm announcing a tour for 2024.
All right.
Pretty soon.
Love that. Thank you, guys. Peace out.
I'm off for an MRI.
Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly $1,000 of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.